Yo, so we're Corner Soul. Thank you for tuning in. This is rad. Shouts out to the Town and City Fest, too. Also super rad. We're playing the Old Court, so come down for the Town and City Fest. See us, Corner Soul, at the Old Court. Dig it. All right, this is also a new one. A new one. They're all new. Getting some exclusive stuff here. Dig it.
Got some good work done. Hope you got a little rest. I know you need it, babe. Where's the joke in this? He calls me his vulture, though it probably only admit it to each other. You talk back to me like I'd never been touched before. Impossible to explain away the feeling that lump in the back of your throat. Staying afraid, you're desperate. Drink yourself, it's all bubble. We know audience for your solitude. Don't speak so soon. Slow your pulse for introductions. Who's asking? Isn't it supposed to be last call? Not sure if I'm sold on your demeanor, but I'm not sure of anything at all. Can you think on your back, buried somewhere deep in the belly of my deranged angel baby? Sparkle and argue like anybody gets their way, like anybody gets to plead their case with any sort of grace. You'd talk back to me like I'd never been touched before.
Yeah.
attention, hey. Sucker for attention, indefinite extension, throwing down for sins now. I just take more to get level, teenage violence in its prime. She said you wanna hit this rock, but I quit last week on a
like two more songs for you. I hope you've been having a good old time. We've been having a good old time.
Right on. So we're Corner Soul. We're playing a bunch of shows in October. We'll be at Kodo in Salem up north on the 18th. We're doing the Town and City Fest in Lowell at the Old Court on the 19th. We're doing, let's see, O'Brien's on the 30th. That's going to be a cool gig. Get out to O'Brien's on the 30th, and we'll be back in Salem for Opus Underground on the 2nd. So a bunch of Halloween rocking. Come out and see us. Peace.
Dig it, dig it.
Here we go.
Atmosphere, oh, it's sad.
got one more song. This song is called Downtown. Hasn't been released yet.
A bunch of these soon. You can check us out on iTunes, Spotify, and all that shit with Corner Soul.
Cursing on hairstyles. We got records out, though. Go look it up. We around. This is the next single. So it's called Downtown. We've had a blast. Thank you so much for having us. I hope you've been having as much fun as we have. Woo! You ready? Bop, bop. 1, 2, 3. Direction, laughing at the thought of living well. Left your marker through misguided tensions. Earned something else, notches on your belt. No questions about to be. Small world, still bracing for the worst. Who told you it's a matter of avoiding that curse? All that curse blessed me though, nursing audio voices in our hands, breathing in the glow. On and on, tempo stutters, muttering to myself. A hard sell, we'll make do without. Body to the edge of the water, dirty and on my knees. No question, it's about to be a small world, a small world. Still bracing for the worst. Who told you it's a matter of avoiding that curse? It lives there with your doubts. Don't let them choose it for you. Don't let them look in the back. Downtown. Don't let them choose it for you. Don't let them look in the back. I'm feeling pressure. So thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. It's On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO Medford.
Clear. Everybody stay where they are.
My name is Angel Wood. This is also Boston Emissions, bostonemissions.com. You can go and find this show and all past shows. All right, we're going to talk to Corner Soul in a moment. Let's hear Animal Flag. It's WMFO.
Let it get like this. Initiating launch sequence.
Boston Emissions Songs of the Week.
Brought to you this week by the Boston Emissions Birthday / Benefit Show Saturday night. Sally O'Brien's in Somerville featuring Wirelines, Greenpeace, and Cujo. Will Lucatherium change these strings?
Number 5. Of the week.
Oh.
Boston Emissions Songs of the Week. Emissions Songs of the Week.
Swing real
Austin Emissions. Songs of the Week.
Brand new banger.
Here it comes.
Number one.
Boston Emissions with Angel Wood.
Boston Emissions Songs of the Week. Nicely done. We heard from Warren Alexandria, Sleep Deprived, number one again. Hooray. Number two is Parts Per Million. We heard Blind Spot, Upside Down, Helenor Artifact, Beluca Therium, Change These Strings. Everything will be up at bostonemissions.com, those of you who listen to the show regularly, and I thank you for that. Thanks very much to Joel Simkis for keeping the show going, first of all, and engineering the live mix every single week. Cheers to you, sir, if he's listening. All right, Corner Soul, nicely done. I heard a couple of new jams in there.
Yes.
Cool. I'm digging it.
Thank you.
You have a lot of Rumble booty to spend, so don't skimp on that.
Of course.
There's a couple of things I wanted to ask you all about. We met, I don't know, a bunch of months ago. You were playing this great place, Uncharted and Lowell. You didn't know, and you didn't know me. We didn't know each other. It was fine. And then I invited you to do the Rumble. What, if much, did you guys know about the Rumble at the time?
Me personally, not a ton.
Nothing at all.
Yeah. We caught on a little bit late to that, actually. Had a great time discovering it, though, for sure. Especially with that kind of no real direct expectations. Of course, as we got closer to it, though, like the myth of the whole thing kind of was eventually told to us, and we kind of, you know, got an idea of the wider picture. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every week was, or every performance for you guys, we did the whole thing, went to the finals. Every performance was something different and something different and something different.
Yeah, we kind of make a point of that. It's keeps things fresh, keeps all of us on our toes collectively, you know.
Yeah.
And generally, we're kind of like churning new songs out. So a lot of the times, it's more just, you know, we're just jonesing to play them. You mm-hmm. know, we've been sitting on them. On rehearsal for, you know, a couple of weeks, and it's like, all right, this one's getting lost. We're doing this new one. so it definitely was part of a point as well to kind of, we felt like one set didn't have the whole sound in it. You know what I
really?
Mean? Like,
okay.
There were songs that, oh, we didn't have one of those that night. You know, oh, we need to throw one of those in.
What's
there.
One of those? When you say one of those, what is that? What's one of those?
There's a bunch of different
like,
types.
Like
of,
a funky one, a dancey one,
sure,
a jammy
sure.
one,
yeah,
a rip
stuff like that
kind of
right? Like, so how many up-tempo numbers we got? How many slower tunes we got? You know, if we're doing a ballad tonight, like, are we doing the same ballad we did last night? Mm-hmm. We got like four good ballads. Like, what are we, mm-hmm. you know, switch mm-hmm. it up, do a different ballad tonight. And in that respect as well, like, because we were kind of fresh off of tour and kind of had a new, a fairly new lineup anyway, there was a lot of swag to kind of like show off, I guess. We mm-hmm. kind of felt like we got back and we're like, like, all right, anybody who's seen us before we did this whole loop hasn't seen this yet. We're mm-hmm. going to show them this. And at the same time, you know, it's the Rock and Roll Rumble. So we wanted to make sure that we had at least one or two in every set that was like, I don't care how hard or fast you are, like, we're still on your. So we definitely did make a point of kind of trying to exercise that, like, you know, if you saw us one night, it's not the same as the next
it's,
night.
It's
you know what I mean?
Was never the same.
Yeah.
No, but he's crazy too. He kicks out stuff all the time. And one of the songs we played tonight, I'm pretty sure didn't exist when we played the first show.
This is true.
The old, you guys want to try this? And the next thing you know, he's recorded it, it's done, and we played it in the finals.
Yeah.
And I'm
wow.
pretty sure that not a note of that existed. I could be lying.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that is the case.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't Look Down, right? Got demoed and recorded in between show one and show two, and we did it at show three.
So that's not that uncommon.
Wow.
Let's try this.
That's prolific, as they say.
Thank you.
I want to ask you guys this question, because I try to avoid this like the plague, the genre title. I don't have one for you.
Thank you.
What do you have for you?
There isn't any.
Yeah.
There's not one genre.
No. I mean, I could list off like 30 for you and they'd all fit in the bag, I think, equally well.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm. I don't really like to label a band.
Sure.
It's tough. Well, what do they sound like? Oh, I don't know. Don't give me the, you know, if Tori Amos and Tom Petty had a baby. I'd never, ever, ever want to call anybody that.
Yeah, no, that would have hurt my feelings. If you
yeah, those are two artists I wouldn't put together for your sound, but I don't know, it would be far more detailed. It would be much more like a frat party or something.
Yeah, well, it is too. I
it kind of felt like the last record anyway, especially because we had gone from recording like semi-live in the studio to basically doing, you know, demos in my apartment and, you know, recording vocals in a closet and, you know, kind of live tracking stuff in our rehearsal space, which is like the size of my thumbnail, basically. So with all of that, a lot of it came down to sampling and electronic sound, and a lot of like bootlegged live recordings basically being mangled into mastered tracks. And with that, like, I think every song individually on the record was like, all right, well, we need to touch this, and this. Like, this can't just be a straight-ahead rocker. Like, it needs to have some element of this thing. And and the reference points are, like, not necessarily that far out or obscure or anything. It's just a matter of trying to keep them all present and not ever getting lost into... Right. We're going to sound like this.
You don't want to lean too much into one thing.
Exactly. And in that respect, too, like, if there was one thing that we ever did lean into, I mean, we were definitely a punk band for a long time. You know, we were a hardcore punk band when we started, and then we were doing, you know, little basement shows and stuff like that. So that was kind of the scene. But by the time we, you know, had a record out, it's like, all right, well, we've got a synth player and a dude running samples and a drum machine. Like, we were hardly a punk band at this point, you know. What was it, listening to more Donna Summers than the Ramones at that point?
You could pull off a Donna Summer cover.
Oh, we've been thinking about it. We've actually been sitting on one. You know the Four Seasons of Love record?
Mm.
Oh.
She's from Boston.
Yes, she is.
Is she really?
Yes, she is.
Fantastic.
Indeed, she is. You guys are a Lowell band?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
How does it feel that people are actually honing in on Lowell now? I mean, we're pointing the arrow at Lowell, so...
It's cool.
Are you feeling okay about that?
Yeah, it's cool and it's weird at the same time, you know? Because I think there is, whether sonically or whatever else, I think there's like emotionally a separation where it's like we're not a Boston band.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We did more than one tour before we ever played a show in Boston as big as a show we played in Lowell or in New York or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rumble obviously took care of that for us.
Yeah.
But being in Lowell and just being surrounded by just weird people and like just weird music and cats who just did not care at all about like trying to please anybody as well, you know. We got to the point where like our favorite venues were our favorite because they let us trash the place. Like, we can get away with anything, you know what I mean? Be at a bar that doesn't serve liquor with a bottle of Jack Daniels on the stage and you know, shooting confetti cannons all over the crowd and throwing glitter on people's heads, and you know, you get off stage and you're like, sorry, we wrecked your stage, and they're like, hey, next week.
So, can't wait to have you back.
Yeah Shout out to Uncharted, by the way.
It was
it lasted.
Yeah,
beautiful place.
Yeah. Well, the beauty of it is that Lowell's heart will go on. Like, that's sort of my joke.
I
love Uncharted, and I love everything that Uncharted was for Lowell and did for Lowell. But, you know,
the scene will
sort of relocate. People will move around, and I think it's happening already, and we just have to be there to, you know,
there's been a lot of them come and go in Lowell over the years. Different scenes, so it'll definitely come around.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
I will see you next weekend at the Town and the City Festival, all over Lowell. Chris was here earlier. We talked a lot about that. I'm looking forward to more things happening in Lowell. I talked to Joel in the Lowell Spin at the Lowell Spin a bit, and I know he's working on some stuff. So
yes, he's the man.
Power to the people.
Power to the people, absolutely.
All right, I'm going to close out the program with Set Fire, a band that you guys have become a bit familiar with.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, Joel. Thank you for listening. It's On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO Medford. My show will be up at bostonemissions.com on Friday.